The 16th annual St. Louis International Film Festival kicks off 10 days of movies. More than 200 movies will be showing here in town. And the big event to kick it off tonight is a screening of a movie called Honey Dripper at the Tivoli at 7 o'clock tonight. The movie was directed by John Sayles, who was one of America's great independent movie makers. And I call him an independent movie maker because I sense from his work that he takes pride in being an independent movie maker. Am I right, John?
Yeah. I mean, we make the movies that we want to make the way we want to make them when we get to. And we get final cut and casting control. And so it's the story we wanted to tell.
John is in the studio here today with his producing partner, Maggie Renzi. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Nice to be here.
And one of the stars of the movie, Gary Clark Jr.
Hello.
Who, one of my producers who's not here today, used to live in Austin and says he saw you about 20 times in clubs in Austin, Texas. Is that where he found you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we went down to the South by Southwest Film Music Festival, run by a friend of ours, Louis Black, who, when we told him what Honey Dripper was about, which is about kind of the roots of rock and roll, it's set in 1950 in a little town in Alabama, he said, well, you've got to check out Gary Clark Jr., because, you know, if there's anybody who plays that kind of guitar better than anybody around and is about the age that you need for this part, it's Gary.
And we were looking for a young, handsome, black guitar player who could really play.
Yeah.
That's how we got so lucky.
Yeah, you did. And you come through in the movie, too. You're very, very good.
Thank you. I was nervous, you know, first time out, but it was nice.
Yeah, a little different when you're in the club, you're the guy, and now John's the guy, and you got to listen to what he has to tell you to do, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad, though. It was
cool. Also in the movie, by the way, some names you may know more prominently than Gary's, especially if you're not from Austin. Danny Glover, Charles S. Dutton, Stacey Keach, Lisa Gay Hamilton, who was on The Practice for years, Vondi Curtis Hall, who I first discovered in your movie Passion Fish, by the way.
Yeah.
Was that his first movie?
No, he'd been in a bunch of stuff beforehand. Was a fairly well-known character actor. He's been directing now, but that was the first time we got to work with him.
He's a terrific actor. And Mary Steenburgen is in the movie as well. And describe for the audience a little bit about what the movie is and who all these people are.
Yeah, Danny Glover plays a guy named Tyrone Purvis, who's a piano player, boogie-woogie piano player, who has kind of settled in this little crossroads town in Alabama, and he owns a club called, or rents a club called the Honey Dripper, which has fallen on hard times. He's still trying to draw people in, you know, playing old-time blues. And everybody is skipping his club and flocking to the club across the street that just has a jukebox, which plays more contemporary stuff. He's also somebody who had a violent incident with a guitar player in his youth and has never had a guitar under his roof.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to kind of make or break Saturday night, either he gets a lot of people from the cotton harvest and the local army base to come in and get him out of debt, or else he's going to lose his club and his position in this community and his pride in some ways. What he hopes is going to bail him out is a famous guitar player from New Orleans named Guitar Sam, who doesn't show up on the train.
And then
Gary's character, you know, wanders into town with this strange contraption in a guitar case.
Yeah, a guitar that he's not happy having in the club, is he? He doesn't want it in there.
No, he's not happy, and then he's even less happy when he opens up the guitar case and there's no hole in the guitar and it's got wires hanging from it, and nobody's ever seen such a thing before in Harmony, Alabama.
Yeah. Being a guitar player, how hard was it for you, Gary, to do the parts where you didn't have a guitar in your hand, the acting parts?
My first couple of days were, you know, a little bit rough, but a great actor and a part of the cast, Brent Jennings, helped me through it and kind of gave me some pointers on some things. And so after, you know, a week or so, I was comfortable and I was excited. I got the bug and I was like, all right, I'm into it. So it worked out.
So now are you a movie star or are you still a music star?
I'm the struggling musician when I go back home.
You're not a struggling actor, you're the struggling musician.
Well, you know, this first film has been all right so far, so we'll see.
What draws you to tell a story like this, John?
Well, I think in this case it started with the music, with Honey Dripper. It's an era I really like. It's an era that I kind of discovered backwards from rock and roll. I was born in 1950, and so, you know, I always tell people the first record I ever owned was Hound Dog by Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
But you can kind of take that record and follow the music in all these different directions. And so I kind of later on discovered blues and rhythm and blues and gospel and these other things that are all parts of rock and roll. And then as you start to take rock and roll and, you know, look for its influences, you find them and what's valuable and what's great about them.
Now, we've put a guitar into Gary's lap here. Can I press you into service to do a little something for us? Maybe 1950s era kind of stuff?
Sure. I'll do one from the film.
Okay, great. Gary Clark Jr. here on KMOX, star of Honey Dripper.
It's one John wrote, China Doll.
China doll, can't get you off of my mind. Oh, China doll, can't get you off of my mind. Well, if you're gonna be my baby, leave all the mothers behind. Oh, China doll, got you in the star. Oh, China doll, I love you from the start. Whoa, now baby, you got my heart.
Gary Clark Jr.
Making up a few lyrics there.
Switched them up, tongue-tied.
Yeah, I saw John break into a big smile there. After you said that he wrote the song, when you got to a lyric and he smiled,
man,
I thought,
man.
Uh-oh, somebody blew the lyric there.
It happened a little bit on set, too. But
yeah, but John can't play the guitar, so no. He can't really get one after you.
No.
That's Gary, one of the stars of this new movie, Honey Dripper, which will kick off the St. Louis International Film Festival tonight at the Tivoli. And John Sayles, the director of the movie, who's made lots of other terrific movies with his partner, Maggie Renzi, who's also here today. Are you the woman who has to get the money so that he can do what he wants to do?
I am, but it's not what I do the very best, but I've been doing it for a long time. Somehow we managed to do it. This one we actually funded ourselves, and we've put together a distribution team to release the movie ourselves. It seems like a good idea. We'll see. People seem to have a lot of enthusiasm for the movie. I know the movie will come back here in the month of February is when it's opening, February 2008. We're opening it actually on December 28th in New York and L.A. to qualify for Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be cool, Gary? You might be up for an Academy Award.
Oh.
Well, the song might be. The song might be. We're submitting China Doll for Best Song, and that's not an impossibility.
Not that version.
Danny Glover's got a good shot at Best Actor, and the blogs are starting to buzz about him. And maybe John for Best Screenplay. There's some other wonderful actors, the young set of actors. Yahya DaCosta, who was on Top 10 Runway Models. That's not what it's called. America's Top Model.
Yeah.
And she's the new Oil of Olay girl. She's wonderful in this, playing Danny Glover's stepdaughter. And Kel Mitchell, who was famous for people of a certain age in Kenan and Kel, and Sean Patrick Thomas, who lots of people know from Take the Lead.
Mm-hmm. Charles Dutton's incredible in it, too.
Oh, yeah. I think that man's incapable of giving a bad performance.
He really energizes everything that he's in.
Yeah. When you're making a movie, do you make one phone call to these people and they say, John Sayles is making a movie? I'm in.
You know, sometimes that happens, which is great, because we don't pay very well. And, but we also make them, we only had 5 weeks to shoot Honey Dripper. So it's not like it's a lot of time out of their money-making schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it really is, oh, well, you know, I just bought a new house and I got to finance it. And sorry, maybe another time.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they just don't respond to the part, or, you know, there are actors, they're at a point of their career where their agent has told them, you can only take leads. And very often our movies don't have a lead. You know, they're about a group of people, and so it's like, oh, well, maybe next time,
mm-hmm.
or when you write a lead for me.
Well, this is a nice ensemble cast, but Danny would definitely be the lead character in this.
Oh, yeah, and he's the pivotal character in the story. You know, he's the guy who's got the drama and the turning points and has to figure out what to do.
Well,
and for many people who love him since To Sleep With Anger, which was really the last really big serious role that he had in the whole movie, it's a performance like that. So you get to see more of him than you get to see in, let's say, Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah, it's a little different than Roger Murtaugh. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back here with John Sayles, Maggie Renzi, and Gary Clark Jr., the team behind, part of the team, since it's an ensemble, I got to say it that way, part of the team behind a new movie, Honey Dripper, that kicks off the St. Louis International Film Festival tonight, 7 o'clock at the Tivoli. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. In the studio this afternoon with John Sayles, man behind movies like Sunshine State and Lone Star, The Secret of Roan Inish, Passion Fish, Eight Men Out, Mate One, Baby It's You, Brother from Another Planet. And I think I've only named about a third of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's made some great movies through the years. His new one is called Honey Dripper. It is going to be kicking off the 16th annual St. Louis International Film Festival at the Tivoli tonight. His producing partner, Maggie Renzi, is here in the studio with him, as is one of the stars of the movie, Gary Clark Jr., who is going through his musical Rolodex in his head to think of another song from his own act that he can play for us here in just a couple of minutes. Before we talk some more about this movie, is it true, John, that you are writing Jurassic Park 4?
You know, that's the wonder of IMDb, is very old and sometimes not totally, you know, accurate information.
Well, that's why I go to you to confirm or
forever.
Deny.
I actually did a couple drafts on Jurassic Park 4, but being just a writer, I don't know if they're going to continue to try to make the project, if it's, you know, on hold, if they're not doing it. You know, very often you write on something and they go off and make another movie and then they come back to it and it might be your script, it might be a new writer's or whatever. But I did work on one.
Yeah.
And when I left it, it seemed like it could make a pretty good movie.
Please don't take this the wrong way, but it does not seem to me like in a Venn diagram the John Sayles circle overlaps much with the George Lucas Steven Spielberg circle.
You know, I'm the guy who wrote the screenplay for Piranha, Alligator, and The Howling, so that's where it intersects.
Okay. And I also saw, speaking of IMDb, I was looking on there today, that you did some work on Apollo 13. Is that true?
Yeah. I was the last writer on that before they made it, which was a lot of fun. You know, I got to talk to astronauts, which how often does that happen, and learn a lot about that stuff. And it was really fun. I actually got to see some of the footage of when they did the test in what's called the Vomit Comet, which is these parabolic flights where they simulate weightlessness, and they shot some of the movie that way very successfully, rather than having to send the whole cast and crew out into outer space. They were able to just, you know, shoot it in, I think, about 20-second pieces on these flights where they take a cargo plane straight up and then straight down.
Mm-hmm. When it gets to the point where Ron Howard or someone in the Brian Grazer organization says, we need a script doctor here, let's get John Sayles, and you're the last guy that they're bringing in, what is your role there? What are you touching up? What's not right that they need your touch?
You know, it's different for every project. And on that one, it was actually to bring the story back a little closer to the actual story, to bring some of the science back in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun, you know. On other ones, it may just be they've cast somebody new and they want to say, okay, can we make the lead 40 years old instead of 20, or 20 years old instead of 40? I did one movie for John Frankenheimer, and I had 3 days to write it to get a green light from an actor. And he said, oh, and by the way, make all the Chinese people Japanese. And I said, well, you know, the cultures and the martial arts are very different. He said, yeah, but I can get Toshiro Mifune. So, you know, your mandate each time out is a different one.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be one character they want. It may be everything. It may be just the dialogue. Or it may be what they call a ground upper, which means, you know, like Piranha was a rewrite, and they just said, keep the fish, get rid of the rest of the movie, and write us an exciting movie.
And when you're doing your own movie, you wrote, directed, and edited Honey Dripper. And you've got a cast, like, in addition to Gary Clark Jr., you've got veterans like Danny Glover and Charles S. Dutton and Stacey Keach and Mary Steenburgen. As a director, do you have to treat each of these people differently, or is there kind of a John Sayles style with actors?
you know, you treat every actor, whether they're, you know, and it's not about whether they're famous or not. It's about how they work. And what you find is that different actors want more or less information, need more or less information, need more warm up. You know, you've got a couple actors in a scene. One might be great on their first couple takes and then start to fade. And the other one may need a little bit of warming up. So you make sure that the camera is pointing at the one who's good right away first and over the shoulder of the other one. And then by the time you turn the camera around, they've had six or seven takes and they're ready to rip.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to handicap each actor pretty quickly. You know, with Gary, who was a new actor, you know, it was really about getting him comfortable. And there, you know, not only there was what I could do, but the other actors were very generous actors and they help a lot, you know, is, you know, Charles Dutton is a guy who really makes you feel at home on the screen with him. Other actors might stay in their part. You know, and so when they come up to Gary, they'd be almost like their character. And so, you know, he would have to react to them like their character in real life as well as on the screen. But, you know, each actor, it's different.
Gary, do you get the same size trailer as these other guys?
Yeah.
As the rookie, you get treated the same way?
Yeah, they didn't pick on me. It was good. No pranks or anything like that. It was nice.
And Maggie, you've acted in seven or eight of John's movies, and of course you guys have been together in your personal life for a long, long time. What's that dynamic like?
Yeah. Oh, it's good. It's good. You know, I would say we have fewer problems working together than we do, you know, sharing a house and the dishwasher and the laundry together.
So is that because he's definitely in charge of the movie?
He's definitely the director, and I'm definitely the producer. And those are two distinct jobs. I was just thinking, I don't know if you know that somebody from the cast, in the cast is from St. Louis.
Who's that?
Arthur Lee Williams, who plays Metal Mouth Sims, who's the harmonica player,
mm-hmm.
who's already playing in the bar before Gary's character turns up.
Right.
Actually, Arthur Lee's playing at Riddle's tonight after the screening of the movie.
Oh, terrific, yeah, terrific.
He's a great guy.
All right, let me take a break here, and then we'll come back, and then I'm going to press your fingers into service again and have you play a little something for us again. Okay, Gary?
Right on.
All right. The movie's called Honey Dripper. It kicks off the St. Louis International Film Festival tonight at the Tivoli. John Sayles, Maggie Renzi, and Gary Clark Jr. all here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX. I'm Paul Harris, proud to have you along every afternoon from 2 until 6 on News Talk 1120 KMOX. In the studio today with John Sayles, the director of the new movie Honey Dripper, which will actually open in February here in St. Louis, but is going to kick off the 16th annual St. Louis International Film Festival tonight. It is a movie that takes place in Alabama in 1950 in a blues bar owned and run by Danny Glover. Charles S. Dutton is in the movie, Stacy Keach, Vondi Curtis Hall, Lisa Gay Hamilton, and Gary Clark Jr. as well, a young musician from Austin, Texas. Originally from Austin?
Born and raised.
And now kind of working the road with John as they go out and promote the movie. And we've stuck a guitar in his hand, a Fender Stratocaster, and asked him to do another number of his. Is this from the movie or one of your own, or what are you going to do?
No, this is one, an oldie.
Okay.
One of the first ones I ever wrote.
One of your oldies?
Yes.
Okay. Because when you say oldie in a room with people who are twice your age, that's a slightly different connotation.
Right.
You mean from way back in the 90s.
From way back in the, late 90s. All right. It's called Shotgun Man.
I wanna roll with you, baby, but I don't want you that bad. Well, let me roll with you, baby, but I don't want you that bad. 'Cause your daddy's got that old shotgun, don't wanna make him mad. I see you eyeing me, baby, ain't gonna make my move. I see you eyeing me, baby, ain't gonna make my move. I'm just trying to stay alive, baby. Don't think that I'm being rude. I'm so tired of going out that back door. Yeah, I'm so tired of going out that back door. Yeah, baby, I ain't doing that no more. I'm gonna get you pretty, baby. I'm gonna ride out of town. I'm gonna get you pretty, baby. Gonna ride out of town. Cause your daddy's got that old shotgun. Don't want him tracking me down.
Nice. Shotgun Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Clark Jr. here on KMOX, one of the stars of the new movie Honey Dripper, which will show tonight at the St. Louis International Film Festival. And John Sayles, the director, and his producer, Maggie Renzi, here in the studio today. And I got to tell you, you know, I've been a fan of your work for a long,
thanks,
long time. And you were telling me before we went on today that you almost used St. Louis as a location for one of your movies.
Yeah, we scouted it for Eight Men Out, which is about the 1919 Black Sox scandal in Major League Baseball. And finally, they'd done just a little too much urban renewal here. It was a little too spruced up for us. So we ended up in Cincinnati in the Over the Rhine section.
And where did you shoot Honey Dripper?
Honey Dripper was shot in Greenville, Alabama, and Georgiana, Alabama, which is actually where Hank Williams grew up.
And is that real coal? I mean cotton country?
Real cotton country, yeah. It's right where the cotton turns into timber, so about 5 miles south of where we were, it's all timber, but there's still cotton in the ground there.
And you've got a real music connection yourself. You've worked with Bruce Springsteen on some of his videos, right?
Yeah, Maggie and I both worked on I'm on Fire, Glory Days, and Born in the USA, which were, you know, I think three of the first four of the rock videos that Bruce Springsteen made that he was actually in.
Mm-hmm. And when you do something like that, do you go in, someone has a concept, and then you just shoot it, or do you have to come to him, Bruce, and say, here's what I think we should do with Glory Days?
You know, it's the only time I've worked as a director for hire, and really they were Bruce's ideas. On Born in the USA, he wanted something kind of gritty and documentary, and we did that. And then the others, he had some kind of little story that he thought that, you know, and we kind of fleshed it out. But, of course, the joy for me is I got to edit those, and I got to edit to Bruce Springsteen music. What's better than that?
Yeah, that's not a bad thing. Well, congratulations on Honey Dripper, a great movie to kick off the St. Louis Film Festival tonight at the Tivoli. There's actually an event beforehand. It starts at 5 o'clock tonight. Mm-hmm. A little VIP get-together, and then after the movie, you're going to be doing a Q&A, and people can come by and say hi. Fans of your movies from the years can stop down at the Tivoli tonight if there are any tickets left. Thank you for coming in, John, and
thank
Maggie.
You.
And Gary, is your music available on CD?
Yes, it is. You know, I can get on the website.
Go look for
GaryClarkJr.com.
There you go.
And hopefully it'll lead you where you want to be.
If it doesn't, get a new webmaster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and I wanted to mention Keb Moe is in this movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's an incredible musician and is great in the movie.
There's a legendary name right there. Nice to meet you all. Thanks for coming in. The movie is Honey Dripper. This is the Paul Harris Show on KMOX.